Let's close our eyes and think about what you can hear.
I can hear the voice of the people speaking, the sound of the different car, the sound of the air. We are in Holland Park. I chose this place because this is my memorable place when I decided to run away from my employer. And my employer now, I know that they're here again. They come here again for vacation, for holiday. I know that they are here. I decided to go here because I want to see them now. I want to see them. I want to see their face. If they see me, what their reaction. I want to prove to them now that I'm not nothing. I can do anything for me and for my family. Since I work from them, since I was in Qatar, they treat me bad. They treat me like not a human being. I don't have time to rest. I don't have almost time to go to the toilet. The female employer, she treated me very bad, especially her children. She's always shouting me in a small thing that I've done wrong. She's always shouting me, telling me that I'm mafimok, it means no mind. Kelba, it means I'm animal, stupid. It's hard for me, but I need to sacrifice for the sake of the future of my children. I need money from them, from this employer, so I need to sacrifice. And when I was only 3 weeks with them, I asked my employer to bring me back on the agency. But my female employer angry with me so much. She told me, if you want to go back to your agency, pay me 10,000 rial, then go. And if not, I will bring you into the police. But I don't have 10 rial. I'm working to have money, so I don't have 10 rial. Because they told me that the 10,000 rial, they paid to the agency. So I continue my life. And then, horrible, I called to the agency. I seek help, but they only said that you are only adjusting. So continue working, be a good. Then someday, you will be okay. But no. The last time I called my agency, their advice is go run away from that house and go to our office. But I'm so scared. On the middle is a place. Yeah, I feel I'm in the jail because only walls I can see. I stay with them 1 year, 7 months in Qatar, and then July 2017, they bring me here with their 8 children. The whole family and the 8 children. The oldest is 18, then 16, 14, 12, 9, 7, and 3, and the twins is 2 years old. And I'm only one, nanny, that they bring me here. It's horrible because my female employer, she wanted me to do everything. Ironing, cleaning the house, and cooking, and looking after the twins and the three-year-old girl. I remember that place. It was a little bit new because it was only 2017. The last time that we are decided to go here, I need to prepare for the things that I did, that we need to bring, like the bottle of milk. She called me. She asked me why I took too long. She angry. She go back to fourth floor with angry face and shouting me. She told me that you're lazy. You don't want to work. Your face is always looks angry. And I answer her. I'm not lazy. I'm just tired. I don't have sleep. I don't have eat. I don't have even time to shower. That's why she always look my face angry. And then while she's still angry, she hit her son, the one of the twins. I feel very hurt because I consider that child as my son. And then when she saw me that I'm crying, she go with me and she slapped me. Why are you crying? And then she slapped me and then she hit me until I fall down on the floor. Then after that, I decided. I said to myself, I'm planning to run away, but when? How? I remember this place, especially on the playground. You know, when I was young, since I was young, my parents are separated. Since I'm 5 years old, my father, he got another family. And you know, the girl that he get is the sister of my mother. And experience abuse from her. I didn't experience to play like normal children because my father and her and his second wife, every year they have a baby. And I am the one who look after. So that's why I don't have the time to play. Yes, I'm going to school when I was 7 years old, but almost I don't want to go back home if I'm in school, because if I'm in school, I have a time to play when my break. But if I go back to my home, I need to look after the children, I need to work, I need to clean, I need to cook rice. And the very hard thing for me is my mother is only living very near our house. I am asking myself why my mother, she never took me from my stepmother. I always feel rejected. But I always think I need to continue my life. Then when I grow up, my husband came. I feel love from him. She make me happy. Then that's why I got married early. When I got married, I said that if I had a baby or I have a children, I never leave them. I always with them. I don't want my children to happen what happened to me before. Yeah, I'm with them when they are small. I always go to the school everywhere, to their anywhere they want, I go with them. I never leave them. But when they are become big, of course the expenses become big also. I decided to go abroad because we have a lot of borrowed money and the expenses of my children become big. So my husband now is sick. He had a diabetic and tuberculosis. He's not fit to work. I am the one that I need to push to work. I really miss my children. 4 years I'm never with him. They are not here. I want to see the twins because they I know that they are now big. I want to see my favorite twins. Even I'm not with them, I feel love here. I miss her. I miss him. Every time he's crying, he don't want to go to his mom. He's going with me. If he want to sleep, he want to eat, he's going with me. He's always looking at me and every time. He want always me on his eyes. Yeah. You know, before I'm always crying. I almost want to die, but I'm always thinking my children. So when I with that family, I feel isolated. I don't know where I go. I don't know what to do. I want to kill my life. So I run away. I bring my clothes and my hand is rubbish, pretending that I throw me the garbage. If they wake up, so they don't ask where I'm going. They only thinking that I'm throwing the rubbish. Yeah, that's the way how I run away. When I run away from them, I feel I am free like a bird. Yeah. I look for Filipino community. I googled Filipino community, and then I found the Notting Hill, St. John Notting Hill Church. So when I met the Philippine organization, the FDWA, and other organization, always teaching fight your rights as a woman, as a human being, I become brave. If I paid all of my debt, my borrowed money, and I have work or I have a business, I want to go back with my home country to live with my family. But if there's a chance that I can bring them here, it's better. I met a lot of bad people. But when I'm here in London, I feel very safe. I feel like I have a family in London.